I'm on the streets again, prowling and a-hustling, offering my pleasure in a cockeyed hat, supporting doctrines that others are contesting, reviewing my chances from a paper bag. It's a mystery how I got to New York City. Someone said I must have bribed a priest. Whatever, however, it doesn't matter. Well, I'm dancing and singing, which gives me some relief. She's over and she's under, not getting any younger. Her skin is shiny and it's starting to crease. Still, she's happy with her figure and her wiggling. Still dances with strangers with two left feet. She confesses that her days, they are numbered, and the numbers can be 1, 2, and 3. One at the top and one at the bottom. Someone took a photo, now it's on TV. I am a man, oh, I'm chisel and perfected. My image haunts me as I try to please. My t-shirt states I don't take prisoners, but there's always an exception which will bring some relief. Satisfied, pacified, nearly an Adonis, looking like a sculpture that Rodin threw away. Painted in the corners by a Cezanne or a Manet, dancing with Dorothy on the road to Mandalay. Getting a little older can lead to some contrition. Reaching for religion in a belligerent way. Cutting down on substances that change the destination. Mopping up the gravy from the lips of Claude Monet. Bulking up on Coltrane when there's time to spare. Learning to play saxophone inside a week. Trumpeters around me make my ears tremble. Everyone's a winner with their deformed cheek. It's Grand Central Station that took me back to London. Homer Simpson platitudes poor Marge has to bear. Looking like an extra from an Andy Warhol movie, but Dylan's on the radio, so nobody cares. Now we're dancing, performing welcome in the morning. walking back to Waxies down in Rupert Street, insisting we're better despite the Aaron sweaters, singing the Wild Rover to everyone we meet.